Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN.
Happy Valentine's Day is going well so far at this point. Maybe you got something for your honey. Or maybe get something for yourself if there is no honey.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Violetta, we have a little surprise for you coming up.
What do you mean?
She can't contain it. There's a little Valentine's Day surprise coming, being specially delivered to the station.
Yeah. What? Just for you. Yeah. A little something.
What? Can we talk about it on air, or is it like...
What do you mean, can we talk about it on air?
I don't know. Is it like secret?
Uh-oh.
Who's it from?
This is very interesting.
This
because
is where your mind went.
This is exactly the conversation Mike Flynn had with the Russian ambassador. Can we talk about that right now?
Yeah, can we speak in code?
No, speak in code. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be okay.
Okay,
I think it'll be fun.
This is exciting. I wonder what it is.
Yeah. So do we.
We just know who it's from.
All right. All right, so we'll get to that in just a few
minutes. Excited. Thanks, guys.
There's a little bit of a timing
You're
issue.
Welcome.
Yeah, no, it's not. Wasn't on us. Let's just put it that way.
We had a very small role in it.
Yeah, it's a very small role. We just said yes just a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. A very special guest is coming to offer you something.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds serious.
It could be very weird, actually. And I stop and I think, because I do get a lot of inquiries about Violetta. I get a ton of inquiry about
She's
her.
Single.
Young men. That happened to get some sort of contact with the show at some point.
Right. We've done the Kevin Powell dating show. We should one day maybe consider doing the Violetta one. Bronco would never let it happen.
No.
So that would be the problem.
I focus on work and school. This is it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, work and school. Aren't you done with school yet?
Well, yeah, I'm done with school, but back when I was in school.
Yeah, I mean, so you graduate early from eighth grade, right? You're done, and so now you're... And now you're here? Is that how that works?
Yeah, kind of.
And so we sent her out yesterday at the auto show, and there were
that
people stopping
fun.
And going, you're too young to get in the car. You're not allowed to get in the car.
Like,
not 16 yet.
The height restrictions.
She couldn't even see over the steering wheels in most of the cars.
I know. Isn't that fun? That was weird, wasn't it? The whole thing was kind of weird.
We had a lot of fun out there. Thanks for inviting us, guys.
There's a video on the website, WGNRadio.com.
Actually, two videos. One's a little more serious, and one's more fun.
No big deal.
I would check them both out.
I don't understand what that means. One's more serious and one's more fun. What does that mean?
Do we get the bell?
Yeah, plug
That's
us.
All I was really hoping for. Yes.
Well,
I don't know. I haven't watched them yet.
What? Kevin, do they not have internet out in Arizona?
These sports cats aren't going to write themselves, Violetta, all right? I'll get to it after the show.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Kevin's a busy guy right now.
It's wonderful here. I'm behind home plate. I have the entire park to myself. There's like four other people here. It's gorgeous.
Right.
Loving it. Spread out
you're getting
the press box.
You're getting near the golden hour out there where the sun's just, sort of nestling into the mountains, into Camelback,
although you're
on the other side of Camelback, so it would be you wouldn't actually see it that way. And there is what a spring training has begun. It's hard to believe, Kevin, that right now the world champion Chicago Cubs are started their campaign to defend their championship.
Yeah, it does feel weird that it's here, although it didn't really ever feel like an off season. And some of the players talked about that, and Joe Maddon. It's just sort of been one long celebration. So it just seems like we blinked and we were here a year ago, and here we are with the Cubs trying to defend their first World Series in 108 years. It's pretty incredible. But a lot of these guys have been back in this area. I know Kyle Schwarber has for a few weeks. Anthony Rizzo's been in and out. Some of the pitchers have been here a while, and I think it says a lot about the team. These guys were supposed to report today, pitchers and catchers. First full squad workout is Saturday, but Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez, Miguel Montero, I mean, it's basically the whole team was already here days before they were even asked to be here. So I think these guys were itching to get back. I think they had a lot of fun, but they're hungry. It seems like they're just as focused as they were last year, despite winning the World Series already. But I think they were itching to get back. They're happy to be back. First pitchers and catchers, a formal workout, because today was sort of just a little batting practice, some of the pitchers playing catch, things like that. But tomorrow's when things sort of kick into gear a little bit, and then the first full workout Saturday.
Is it true, Kev, that Joe Maddon kind of said take it easy so far for spring training, kind of put that message out? And also, has he unveiled any new T-shirts or any new slogans for the next year?
He did touch on the new slogans, but yeah, he and Theo Epstein talked about sort of easing the players into it and letting guys sort of focus on themselves. I mean, they're here a long time. It's a month and a half. It's more than baseball. It's getting your mind right, getting ready for a long season. So they ease them into it, and they said the last
mind right. I love it. Y'all gonna get your mind right.
Well, I mean, Anthony Rizzo was at the Grammys 2 days ago, and now he's got to get his act together and get ready to defend a title. So I think that's a big part of it. I mean, mm-hmm. They all talked about that today. The new themes for Mr. Joe Maddon. You remember last year was all respect the process, embrace mm-hmm. the target.
Right.
This year he's got a few themes. He's got one, be uncomfortable. He wants his guys to be uncomfortable. He thinks when people are comfortable and this is classic Joe Maddon here. I mean, just sort of talking today, he doesn't think being comfortable is a good thing because then you become satisfied.
Yeah.
So he wants his guys to be
uncomfortable.
This is
classic Valentine's Day talk. Don't get too comfortable in your relationships, people.
Well, speaking of that,
or get comfortable tonight when you're Netflix and chilling.
We have the special guest for Violetta is in the studio with us right now, who's brought in an array of flowers for her.
Oh, thank you.
Not only for her, good evening,
Dad,
people.
Bronco.
We got
that's
for Anna and for Judy, too.
Oh, how sweet.
And for Judy. Bronco Podramedic, the father of Violetta Podramedic, has brought in what is it appears to be about 500 flowers in here.
It's amazing.
This is a very romantic. That's a lovely thing to do.
That's my daughter, guys. It's a ladies. It's a happy Valentine.
Thank you, Bronco.
Thank you. My dad actually is very nice on Valentine's Day because he's always the only guy in the family. My sister,
sweet.
My grandma, my mom. So he always got his presents on Valentine's Day. And can I say that my dad is actually the only man that's ever given me flowers.
Oh, it's really though? Then?
Yeah, so either I've never dated or I've dated really bad people.
Which one do you believe, Bronco? Which one do you want to
go with
there?
The first one. Yeah.
Well, when your dad's so sweet,
no,
it's going to be hard.
No, she's bad people.
That would be correct. That is the correct answer right there.
So any man would have a hard time, though, competing with what your dad does. Here we've got the champagne, the full chocolates, and all these beautiful flowers everywhere. You filled the studio. Thank you, Bronco.
They're right there for
there we go, Anna.
Yeah.
I got to smell these. They look gorgeous. Thank you, Bronco.
Judy, you come down and get them when you can, sweetheart.
Oh, you bet I will.
Oh, my God.
My man, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I was going to bring stuffed cabbage, but they told me Kevin here on the radio, Kevin is in Arizona.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be back in a week.
Yeah, exactly. You bring it back. Yeah, if you don't mind bringing it back, or you can freeze it and just send it over. It doesn't matter. He'll eat it frozen.
That's true.
Oh, this is a lovely thing.
Is that true? It's the way to a man's heart. They always say
the stomach.
Feed him like yeah.
Cabbage rolls.
Yeah, I think there's another one after feed him that it all seems to work. Yeah,
lots of advice imparting here today.
I think that's
how
that goes.
Thank you, Bronco.
God bless. Happy Valentine's
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Bronco Podramedic. Is there something special? You got a bunch of romantic things happening at the restaurant tonight?
Yes,
at the Bucharest.
It is a tradition about 12-13 years ago. Mm-hmm. A lady went on her knee and proposed to the boyfriend. Yeah,
did that work
at your restaurant?
Yes, in Ashland, Vicky. You were little then; you didn't know what to love then. You know, so
Dad, easy with the Vicky.
Did he warn you in advance, so you helped to orchestrate a really?
The lady did. The lady did. Yeah, the lady, and we did a violin and everything.
And they went, and the guy went along with it.
Yeah, they have three babies now.
Oh, you stayed in touch with them and everything. That's very nice.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, where love happens.
So what? So do you have your violin guy going around tonight doing all the?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you do anything special for the couples who are in love? Because I know you like to go and visit each, the
table. We get the ladies hot and the guys say, thank you, Mr. Bronco, tonight. With my flaming tea, I meant to say. I don't know what's
up. Yes, there's something always on fire on the table.
He's
pouring things down people's throats. I mean, there is a lot going on there at Little Bucharest on Elston Avenue in Chicago.
You're not bored, and you're definitely loving the food.
Yeah, the food is awesome.
Mm-hmm. By the way, honestly, A lot of American people are listening to the station, mm-hmm. and they come and ask for Violetta. Honestly, honestly.
American people?
Is American, yes. Right, as opposed to the non-Americans who are often there.
Which ones do you prefer, Bronco?
I think he takes them all. Just he wants them all, right?
Paying ones.
Yeah, runs people with green. American currency is probably best. Although somebody could pay in drachmas, but I don't think he'd take it.
No.
That's interesting. That is, I was just saying that there are people, people stop me on the street and they want to know about her too. And this is worrying me a little bit, but.
What do you mean?
What do you do?
Sometimes I think
by?
They have dishonorable thoughts in their head.
You never know. It's like, so when they come by, Bronco, and you're there and they ask for your daughter.
Bronco gives them my cell phone number, where I'm going to be tomorrow night, all this information, security number.
No, I don't. Excuse me.
No.
I'm happy. I'm happy for my daughter and for you people. Thank you very much. Honest to God, even in like 40s or 50s, they really, really, really listen to the show, honestly.
Oh, yes.
What I mean, American, straight up, nice.
Straight
nice
up Americans,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
The pure blood.
He does checks their green card, their visa, their passports. I need passport now. Well, Bronco, thank you very much.
God bless.
It's very
you
lovely
Dad.
bringing flowers
Bronco.
To all the ladies here to Violetta. And then as soon as Violetta brings them home, hold on, we need those for later. And then she takes them right away.
Put on table.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. These will be good for a week.
Yes, exactly. All right. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Bronco. You're
and
awesome.
Right now, we've got Violetta. You can hear her do her own job right here.
Can I do a little life?
Yeah, you can go on Facebook Live, Dad. Have
yes.
fun.
He's going Facebook Live. Yeah, go ahead. Pro Contra with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. We got about a minute right now. Violetta's come down to accept her gifts from Bronco, Padre Medic, her father,
her
for
daddy.
Valentine's Day. This is a lovely thing that I'm watching here. But what I understand is that they're negotiating over which flowers are hers. Now wait, which flowers did you bring for her, Bronco?
Of course, with a teddy bear.
Thank
my
you.
My daughter will be always a little baby for me, so I brought her a teddy bear.
You brought
bear.
Her the teddy bear one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, how sweet.
And then she grabbed the other ones, and then you were like, no, this for Judy.
Yes,
right. It was
for
and
my
they
friend,
were like fighting
friend.
Over this thing. Yeah. It's very Balkan what goes on around here.
Who's the champagne and the chocolates for?
For you people.
All
for
of
everybody.
Us.
Yeah.
See, there you go, Ro. You're loved, too.
Yeah.
How nice is that?
And it's a little tiny bottle of champagne. Yeah, it's a little tiny bottle.
A little
bottle.
Tiny? It's a huge, like a vat of champagne.
Oh, my God.
Did you see this? Oh. You see the size of this bottle?
I did not. Oh, my. Well, I'll be your Valentine then. I'm all right with that.
It's all it takes.
At our
right,
house,
Ro?
We take a bite of each chocolate and put it back.
Okay.
Is that some sort of a tradition?
Well, we just don't know which flavor we like.
You push your finger into the bottom so that it doesn't look like anyone can tell.
Violetta, don't tell the truth to the people.
That's exactly what Michael Flynn said. All right. Well, thank you very much. Are you happy?
Unexpected.
Are you?
I'm so excited. You're very sweet. Now my dad is offering me some chocolates. Thank you.
Well, you might as well take them and then pass them over here.
Oh, there's raisinettes in here. Very nice. So, I'm very excited. My dad always takes care of us ladies on Valentine's Day, and we're very appreciative.
That's very good.
But he's making my mom work today.
Oh,
normally Tuesday's her night's off.
No, I don't make her work. We have to. It's life.
Yeah, no, they were off yesterday, so they're fine.
Yes, so right. And it's Valentine's night, and the place will be jammed tonight. A little bit gross. What's the address?
3661 North Elston Avenue.
3661
North Elston.
There you go.